Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I did an online purchase from your company, and apparently I was auto-enrolled in a service that just charged my credit card $94.90, and I need to see about getting unenrolled and a refund.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May you please provide me with your zip code?
32535.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Kimberly Smith.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Let me try and locate that account for you.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. I was able to locate that account for you. May you verify the mailing address for security purposes, please?
Is 4921 Camp, C-A-M-P, Road, Century, Florida, 32535.
Okay, yes, ma'am. That is the address we have on this account. And it looks like here on February the 11th, you paid shipping and handling for some keto products. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And it looks like here that was a trial. You had 7 days to cancel the account. Or on the 8th day, you will be charged, and looks like that's what those charges are for. Those are the full price of those keto bottles that you ordered.
Okay. Can I send them back to you? Because that was nowhere in the documentation or the paperwork, and I'm not paying $95 for a bottle of 30 pills.
Okay. So that is a month's supply of pills, and so... It was in whatever company you order from, terms and conditions. We don't handle the sites nor the products. We just do customer service. And it looks like here.
Okay. So how do I get my money back? Because they've charged me that amount twice from two different supposed accounts.
It looks like here you were charged twice, but it looks like only one was able to go through. But
right, because my credit card flagged it as fraud, which is what it is.
Yes, but it looks like here I can't get this account canceled for you, so there will be no further charges. But regarding that refund, give me 1 second. It looks like okay, man. It looks like I can get you a 35% refund on that, ma'am.
Okay, well, my credit card is already disputing the full purchase.
Well,
do you have any contact?
If that's the case,
do you have any contact information for the company? Because I'll be glad to send this back. It has not been opened.
Okay, ma'am. So there is a no return policy, but since you are disputing the charges, we won't be able to issue you any type of refund or do anything else but cancel the account. And if you do have an active dispute, your bank puts an investigation on the account.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, ma'am. And so what's going to happen is your bank is going to contact us. We just going to send them the terms and conditions that was on the website. And then, yeah, it's going to go from there.
Okay. Are you covering both of these transactions? Because I've got two different phone numbers.
Yes, ma'am. Both of those transactions are on this account.
Okay, and they're both canceled.
Well, no, ma'am. I haven't canceled them yet, but I will.
Okay, I need them both canceled.
Yes, ma'am. If you will, please hold for me 1 second. And
thank you.
Let me get this canceled for you, and I'll be right back with that cancellation number.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am. So, again, you are in an active dispute, correct?
Correct, for the one transaction, yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So, again, I will not be able to issue you a refund until you can have your bank give us a call, letting us know that the dispute charges are dropped, and we'll be able to issue you that full refund. And
so if I drop the dispute, I get a full refund?
Yes, ma'am.
Because before you told me it was 35%.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Which one?
It's both, ma'am.
How do I get a full refund and a 35% refund?
Well, ma'am, so we really aren't supposed to refund any money, but as a courtesy, we do it in percent increments. And so and that's why I offer the 35% refund. But as you informed me that the account was in dispute already with your bank, I can't I can't issue you a full refund until your bank can give us a call, letting us know that the charges are being dropped.
Okay. So if I drop the dispute with the bank, I get a full refund of the $94.90.
Yes, ma'am.
Correct? And they have to call you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do I need to be on the line when they call you?
You don't have to. I mean, you can if you want, but you don't have to, no, ma'am.
So they just need to call and say, we have dropped the active dispute on this account, and I will get a full refund of $94.90.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have a cancellation number for me?
Yes, ma'am. That number is C, as in Charlie, 662.
Mm-hmm.
578.
Mm-hmm.
319.
Can I read it back to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. C as in Charlie, 662-578-319.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Jameer, and that is spelled
J-A-M-E-I-R-E. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.